This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture and I'm Kelly Anissa. Malaysia's second Zero Waste Fest is back for the second year. Su Yi, co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia, joins us on the show today to talk about the aim for this year's event and how businesses can play a role in the zero waste and sustainability movement. Welcome to the show, Su Yi. How are you today?
I'm good. Hello.
So you are one of the founders for Zero Waste Malaysia. So tell me about how this came about.
So we first started the organization back in 2016 with together with Aurora Thin, the co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia as well. We also met through social media platform, which is Instagram, and we get to know each other that we are actually living in a zero waste lifestyle, and then but different places. I was working in Beijing, China, and she was living in Malaysia that time. So when I back to Malaysia, we thought of like start something that can really increase the awareness about sustainable living in Malaysia. So that's how we founded Zero Waste Malaysia.
So yeah. It's about 3 years old now.
Yeah.
And what is Zero Waste Malaysia aiming for?
The main reason why we started this platform is because we do not know where to find our resources. So we thought of forming a group of platform to connect each other that is like-minded people to share about the local resources in Malaysia. So for example, we do not know where to find the package-free rice, or we do not know where to find a package-free or even a compostable toothbrush. So that's how we have this platform to share the resources with each other. So when the time passed, we find that we are able to do more in order to increase the awareness and also to spread the message. So that's why we came across to organize some offline activities to connect each other as well. Yeah.
So how many volunteers do you have now?
So the main volunteer team for this coming festival, we will be having around 25 to 30 volunteers. But in the Facebook group itself, we have around 28,000 of members.
Wow. Yeah. And it started with just the both of you.
Yeah.
That's quite an achievement. So, you know, do we have a large zero waste community in Malaysia?
I believe most of the zero waste community, they are all in the Zero Waste Malaysia Facebook group. And all of them are quite actively involved on sharing about their personal experience. And I would say also across these few years, like these 3 years, there have been a lot of like small Facebook group which call like Zero Waste Penang, Zero Waste Kota Kinabalu, so that everyone can actually share more resources within their area.
And yeah. Are these other groups affiliated with Zero Waste Malaysia?
They are just, I think, most of them, they're just founded by the people, the local people living there. Yeah. So I would say it's just like a community that growing together.
I see. And what do you think can be done to help this community grow?
To grow, I would say because Zero Waste Malaysia is founded to really inspire individual actions. So we do a lot of like offline activities and also online, which means on our social media platform to really spread about the message about sustainable living. So it's relatively very important to let people know about and also aware about the climate change issue right now. Yeah.
So increase the awareness, really. Yeah. Could you briefly explain the connection between living a zero-waste lifestyle and sustainability? I mean, for those listening in, we know of the two separately, but how are they connected?
I would say they are quite related with each other, because a lot of people, they might confuse about the zero-waste lifestyle is about a lifestyle that do not create any trash. But I would say zero waste lifestyle is actually a goal that we would like to achieve in order to go towards a circular economy. So this also, it's very related to sustainability because it's all together.
So we'll go more into the whole concept of a linear and circular economy in a little bit. But And I'm just curious, there is a lot of awareness and discussion, especially lately, about waste, you know, whether it's plastic waste or going zero waste. But whether people actually participate or follow that lifestyle is, you know, a whole other matter. But what role does Zero Waste Malaysia, you know, or what can they contribute to a society that is already socially aware of these issues? You know, what more is there to do?
I would say individual actions will be very important because individual action is something that under your control. So when we start from our own, we are able to inspire people around us to live in a more sustainable way. So this is very important because it's always our values of Zero Waste Malaysia to take account into it. Because the role of Zero Waste Malaysia is to inspire people mostly, and then when people they get inspired, they will start to take some actions. For example, just to even some little small actions such as refusing a single-use straws is also did an impact, because you can imagine if, let's say, what can an individual do? If, let's say, they refuse a single-use straw a day, and 1 year there is 365 days, so they are able to avoid 365 single-use plastic straws. So it's all started by ourselves and our own actions.
So Zero Waste Malaysia is having its second Zero Waste Fest soon. So tell me more about this event. You know, what is it about?
What actually inspired us to have this festival is also because we would like to connect our community with each other, because it's like the only big day that we are able to have our Zero Waste community together, and also to really push the message towards to a bigger crowd. So I believe like some of our Zero Waste community member, then they're aware that we have the Malaysia first Zero Waste Fest 2 years back in 2017, December and 23rd. And it was very luckily to grace by B. Johnson, who is the author of Zero Waste Home.
Mm. Yeah. And how is this event funded? Is it via public donations?
We did some fundraising activities, but through different activities that we collaborate with other parties. So such as a few months ago, we actually we're working with NetJaw Malaysia with their plastic-free marathon activities, and we are able to raise some fund for this second fest. And then also from public donation as well.
Mm. And you know, what is the focus of this year's event? You know, how does it differ from your first Zero Waste Fest?
So from our previous Malaysia First Zero Waste Fest, we were graced by B. Johnson, who is the author of Zero Waste Home. And then that time, we were very pushing forwards, pushing the awareness about individual action to live in a zero waste lifestyle. And for this coming Malaysia Second Zero Waste Fest, we are aiming to bring this to another level, which is to incorporate the sustainable businesses to discuss about their sustainable business management, and as well as to invite representatives from other Southeast Asia region to discuss about their movement initiative happening in their country, which might be able to learn from each other.
So who are these other Southeast Asian countries involved in this?
We were very fortunate to invite panelists from Zero Waste Saigon, who is from Vietnam, Plastic Free Cambodia from Cambodia, and also Zero Waste Indonesia from Indonesia.
I see. Mm-hmm. I am speaking to Su Yi. She is the co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia. We are talking about the upcoming Zero Waste Fest and how businesses can play a role in the zero waste and sustainability movement. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Kelly Anissa. I am speaking to Su Yi. She is the co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia. We are talking about the upcoming Zero Waste Fest and how businesses can play a role in the zero waste and sustainability movement. You mentioned the Sustainable Business Forum. You know, it's part of the lineup for this year's Zero Waste Fest. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the focus of that forum? I mean, what will you be looking at specifically?
So the reason why we have this Sustainable Business Forum is also because we feel that it's also the timing for us to really pushing the stakeholder, like the business stakeholder, to really implement some real actions in order to incorporate sustainable as their core part of their management. So that's why we have different panelists represent from hotel management, restaurant management, and also even the local cacao farmers who will be speaking on their sustainability on their businesses.
So when we talk about sustainability, zero waste, and, you know, in relation to businesses, of course, the economy plays a significant role in that. Mm. So you mentioned the circular economy earlier. So can you maybe just briefly go through what, you know, a circular economy is and what a linear economy is?
Okay. So the current situation that we are living right now is I would say it's a linear economy because exploitation of our raw material until we produce, manufacture, transport, and we actually design the product to be wasted. But for circular economy, it's not to introduce anything from the closed loop. So it's a closed loop system that without getting any waste from the system. So everything is in the loop. It's either recycle or it's either reuse it in the system. Yeah.
And what kind of initiatives needs to be taken to transform a country's economy into a circular one? You know, can you give any examples?
For business-wise, if in order to achieve circular economy, it's also a very important element to look into what kind of elements that get introduced out from the loop. So if, let's say, the company or the businesses, they can actually look into the loop that which kind of elements get introduced out. Like it's similar to zero waste lifestyle. So what happened is you will investigate what's inside your trash and how you're going to mitigate to prevent this trash ended up into the bin or ended up in the landfill. So for example, for restaurant owners, what can it be done in order to achieve a circular economy? It might be the food waste for restaurant point of view because it's a very common issue for every restaurant. So in order to achieve a circular economy, they have to take account that how they can reduce the food waste and how they can actually avoid the food waste. So for example, maybe they can avoid the food waste by having this food composting machines, or even they can actually to do their own composting facilities in order to transform the food waste into something that is nutrients back to the nature. Yeah.
And do you think Malaysian businesses are willing to commit to that?
So that's also one of the aim and mission for this coming festival, because we really wanted to provide solutions. So that's why we have this Zero Waste Solution Showcase to showcase, which will be featuring around 22 vendors that potentially can be helping this kind of businesses to provide sustainable solutions.
And is there a particular country that Malaysia can look to emulate in terms of some of their zero waste initiatives?
If in terms of in Southeast Asia country, we believe that Malaysia is quite a leading one.
Really?
Yeah. Because when we look into more like smaller scale, in Malaysia, during these 3 years, our package free store movement has been growing quite well. So initially, we only have like few package free stores in Malaysia. And right now, in this year, we already have around like 7 package free store within Klang Valley.
Yeah. I see. Mm. So Malaysia is leading, is a leading example in Southeast Asia.
Yeah, we believe.
I see. Okay, I didn't know that. So what do you think are some of the major challenges that stand in the way of achieving a zero waste and sustainable community? Do you think these obstacles come in the form of, you know, our culture, or is it just the lack of awareness altogether?
I think it's all together. Yeah. Firstly, it's the lack of awareness. Although in Malaysia, because I would say the we do not have very proper infrastructures for recycling, for example. So we can see trash ended up in the river or in the oceans. It's very obvious for us to see this kind of situations. So it's really really create the awareness about the pollutions that we are facing right now, and as well as people do not know how to actually start. And in Malaysia, as an individual, there is not much community group that really inspire each other and also encourage each other in terms of individual actions. But right now, we see that the movement is growing, and the community, they are really aware about this pollution, and as well as the government also pushing to ban the single-use plastic in by 2020. So the news are everywhere and it's popping out in every social media platform. So yeah, the actions is quite improving right now. Yeah.
Who are some of the key players, you know, when it comes to pushing this forward?
Because Zero Waste Malaysia is actually quite a grassroots organization. So everything we start from small scale and also from the community itself. But if let's say the government, in fact, the government play an important role to really put on the policy and to really strengthen and to enhance the policy against the single-use products, that will be a great help as well.
Going back to the Malaysia Second Zero Waste Fest, you know, what other programs do you have part of the lineup for this year's event? Besides, you know, we spoke about the Sustainable Business Forum. Mm-hmm. So what else does the event have lined up for us?
Aside from the major, the main two forums, we will also have the Zero Waste mini exhibitions, which showcase how a zero waste home look like, and then also we will showcase exhibit how a zero waste office look like. So this will be inspire people on how they can actually keep it low waste at their office area, how they can implement something to in order to achieve a zero waste home. It's like an inspiration set up for public. And as well as we will have the Zero Waste Solution Showcase, which will be featuring 22 vendors who might be potentially your solution providers. And also we will be having a series of environmental sustainability talks, such as the introduction about open source circular economy by BGBG initiatives. And also we will be having a climate reality by Baida from Free Tree Society. And also different talks such as soap recycling by Michelle Ho from The Kinder Soap. So these are all the free talks that you can actually register and to listen and from to learn from each other. Yeah.
And who else are you featuring for this year's event? You know, who will be officiating it?
We are very, very lucky to also able to invite Puan Hartini, who will be representing MASTEC, to come over to officiate the Malaysia Second Zero Waste Fest.
And we have seen some initiatives from the current administration, you know, when it comes to waste and even plastic waste. But what else can they do to play a role in this movement?
I feel that it's a challenging task because it's a mixture of the environmental, social, and also economic factors to achieve the sustainability. And but it's at the same time, it also create a lot of different job opportunities in terms of renewable energy industries, in terms of rain harvesting systems. So it's all about switching to a sustainable solution and also a sustainable job opportunities. So the in economical wise, it's about switching to another direction to move towards the sustainability.
So where can we go to get more information on this year's Zero Waste Fest?
So first, you can find our event page on Zero Waste Malaysia. It's Malaysia Second Zero Waste Fest, and it will be held on 22nd and 23rd of June, Saturday, Sunday, from 11 to 5 p.m. at the Link KL.
Do participants have to pay a fee to go for the event?
It's open for public. So some of the forums, which is the Sustainable Business Forum and also the Regional Zero Waste Movement Forum, pre-registration and it's a pay forum.
I see. So they do have to register.
Mm, yes. But so, for the Zero Waste Solution Showcase and also the mini exhibitions, it's free for public walk-in. Yeah.
Mm. And do you have a website we can visit?
It's zerowastemalaysia.org.
So how can people volunteer to be a part of Zero Waste Malaysia?
We do open for volunteers applications, and they can actually check on our website and also send us an email to join as a volunteer.
You know, before we end the show, do you have a final message?
Come and join us with Malaysia Second Zero Waste Fest. I would say zero waste lifestyle is not that complicated, but it's all about the small steps and also all about changing a small habits towards a better lifestyle. Yeah, it's also good for our health and most importantly, good for our environment.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us on the show today, Suyi. I've been speaking to Suyi. She is the co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia. We were talking about the upcoming Zero Waste Fest and how businesses can play a role in the zero waste and sustainability movement. Malaysia's second Zero Waste Fest will be taking place on the 22nd and 23rd of June 2019 from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Link KL. For more information, you can visit Zero Waste Malaysia's Facebook page at facebook.com/zerowastemalaysia.official. If you've missed any part of this interview or any Earth Matters segments, you can download the podcast on the BFM app available on Google Play, the App Store, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.